In 1966, Andy Dufresne escaped from Shawshank Prison. All they found of him was a muddy set of prison clothes, a bar of soap, and an old rock hammer, damn near worn down to the nub.
Criminals using makeshift tools, a tunnel out of jail, the stuff of great cinema, and apparently real life, too. A manhunt is underway for two inmates who escaped Saturday from the Union County Jail in Elizabeth, New Jersey. A little too close to the IKEA for my liking. They did it Hollywood style by digging out of their cells, and as of 8:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 18th, 2007, they remain at large.
Dun, 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 dun.
In the days before their escape, they covered their holes with pictures of scantily clad women and used dummies made from pillows and bedsheets to fool the guards making their rounds. Yeah, these guys definitely saw Shawshank. But don't worry, this isn't an everyday occurrence. In 06, New Jersey reported just 8 escapes out of a total prison population of 26,746. And there were only 11 escapes from federal detention centers last year out of a prison population nearly of 1.5 million. So basically, these guys are special. Covering this story in his own backyard is New Jersey Network reporter Zachary Fink. Hi, Zachary.
Good morning. Good to be with you both.
So who are these guys and what were they in for?
Well, it looks basically you have the Union County Jail in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Elizabeth is a sizable city. It's about 120,000 people. The jail tends to be inmates who are there with sentences of a year or less. So basically they're guys either waiting to be sentenced or they're awaiting trial. In this particular case, you had two inmates, Otis Blunt and Jose Espinosa. Otis Blunt was in on robbery and gun possession charges, and Jose Espinosa had recently pled guilty to manslaughter and was awaiting sentencing on January 25th. Apparently, the only connection between these two guys is that their cells were right next to each other.
Now, one of these guys had tried to escape before, right?
Yeah, Otis Blunt apparently had, they both had been here. They didn't specify authorities how long either one of them had been in these particular cells, but apparently Otis Blunt had also tried to tunnel out in September, and they wound up moving him to the maximum security facility, which was on the third floor. So both the guys were in the highest level of security in the prison, and once again, were basically, they weren't cellmates, they were in the same block, but they were right next door to each other.
So is this about prisoner ingenuity, or is it about bad architecture?
You know, it's interesting, and they're looking into both of those things. It's probably a question of will. when you're in your cell on lockdown 23 hours and you don't have much else to do, apparently they started tunneling. They basically used these tools. They had a long piece of wire, a few inches long, that they started to dig through the mortar around the cinder blocks. And then when they apparently were able to somehow get hold of a valve from a pipe, like a round circular piece of metal that they then blunted with cloth to make the sound a lot less, and they took the cinder blocks and bashed them up as they were taking them out and hid the pieces in these storage containers that they hid underneath their beds. Now, presumably this would have made a good deal of noise, but for some reason, it went unnoticed.
So where did they get the wire and this sort of washer thing you've described?
You know, the wire is unclear. The prosecutor who's looking into the case declined to say and didn't seem to know, or if he did, he certainly didn't share it with us. He had a press conference yesterday. This piece of metal that they used to bash up the cinder block was apparently something that could have been taken off the pipes. It's used as a valve to let steam in and out, apparently, and for whatever reason, they were able to remove it.
Now, Jose left a note for the guards. Tell them what it said.
The note, in effect, said to one of the guards, specifically addressing him, "Thank you for giving us the tools we need. You're a pal. Happy holidays. Smiley face."
So, are we to take this as sarcastic, or is he kind of hinting that he had inside help?
It's hard to say at this point.
Or he was a bad guard and he left stuff laying around.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is. Maybe he's just trying to get the guy in trouble. Maybe he's just being obnoxious. You know, the prosecutor's authorities certainly don't find that amusing. They don't like being mocked. And in this particular situation, they were not very happy about that.
Can you explain the layout of the jail at this point? Because, so you've tunneled out of your cell and you get to the roof. I mean, there's got to be a wall, there's got to be wires, there's got to be watchtowers. How is it clear how they were able to escape undetected and get off the property?
It's not totally, and a full investigation is underway. We do know this much. The newer facility in the prison, in the jail, I should say, was built in the late 1980s, and there's never been an escape until this one over the weekend. What they managed to do was cut a hole in one of the cinder blocks between their two cells. Otis Blunt apparently crawled into Espinosa's cell, and then they were able to cut a second hole right next to the window. Now, in between the cinder blocks, there are rebars in the actual wall, which usually reinforces it. As it turns out, the cinder block that's next to the wall, the rebars are a little bit farther apart. They're about 18 to 20 inches as opposed to 16 inches with the rest of the cinder blocks. That might have been the difference. They were able to scoot through. Now, neither of these guys is particularly big. Both are under 6 feet. They don't weigh a lot, so they were able to slip out. But you're right. Once you get outside, you're not exactly home free. Apparently, they were able to get out. They landed on a roof and then took this tremendous jump. They cleared a security fence with razor wire, which was about 15 feet. That's an incredibly athletic move to be able to clear something like that. And then you're also falling down another 30 feet. So they were able to clear the fence, fall down, apparently land on their feet. There was no evidence of injury. They did see the footprints, and they landed on the train tracks, which were right nearby. And by the way, these are train tracks very traveled. Northeast Corridor train, which is Amtrak.
I've been on it.
So
goes right through there. So it's, you know, you have to time it so no train's coming by either.
So quickly, should the people of New Jersey, and when Allison goes to IKEA for a moment, she'll be a person in New Jersey, should they be concerned, worried, battening the hatches?
Well, you know, the authorities are saying be careful. These guys are considered dangerous, particularly this guy Espinosa, who pled guilty to manslaughter. Do not approach them. Call authorities. Basically, George Carlin did a whole bit on this several years ago, that your idea when you break out of prison is to get as far away as you possibly can from the prison. So presumably they're not hanging around privately. I was talking to one of the guards yesterday, and he said that neither are foreign-born, so it's unlikely they'll be able to leave the country. And very often what happens with these things, unless you have some kind of outside support, there's really nowhere to go. You can't get that far. They said yesterday probably not in Elizabeth, but probably still are in New Jersey. But they're going to find them.
Zach, thanks so much for that report. Zach Fink is a reporter for the New Jersey Network.
Thank you so much.
There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking no rocks from the chain.
Jailbreak from AC/DC. Seemed like a good way to go out in that segment.